Ephesians chapter number 1. Ephesians chapter number 1. We really already had church. I mean, we could just kind of just go home from this point right here. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1. Let me go ahead and apologize right up front because I do not have a Mother's Day message. The best I can do for the mothers today is say, I pray you have a happy Mother's Day. Amen. Make some of your kids or your husband, somebody, take you out to supper. Amen. Don't have a Mother's Day message, but I do believe I have a word from the Lord. And that ought to be good enough for us today. The Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 1, Paul writes to the church at Ephesus. He said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Then in verse 2, Paul said, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he have chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Verse number 5, Paul says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. I want us to sit down today in verse 6 and 7. Verse 6 says, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. I want to talk to us this morning about the blessings that belongs to the believers. Amen. Father, thank you for this great crowd. Thank you that you always give us a few to preach to. Thank you, Father God, for the presence and the power and the enabling help of the Holy Spirit to do for us today what we could never do for ourselves. I pray that you would speak to us in such a way that all of us, even the youngest child, will be able to understand it. Father, forgive us for the many ways that we have failed you. Forgive us as believers because sometimes we don't celebrate you the way that we should. We don't praise you with all of our heart. Forgive us, Lord, because so many of us have turned deaf ear to your eternal word, and we're making shipwreck of our lives. Thank you for Alyssa, Savannah, and Landon. And I pray this morning, Lord, that if there's somebody here that don't know your son Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they would understand this morning, not because of the preacher, but because of the work of the Holy Spirit, that they can have the same blessings that the believers have if they'll just believe in Jesus. That is my prayer this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Let me start this morning by telling you something that I hope and pray that all of us already know. I want to tell you that every good thing that ever happened in our lives, God did it. God did it. Every blessing, every gift, every promotion, every breakthrough, every victory, every time you got healed, every time you got out of trouble, every time you had a reason to rejoice and to be happy, God did it. God did it. It's God. It's God. The Bible tells us that every good and perfect gift is from above. That means, listen, that means that it came to us by the mighty hand and the loving heart of Almighty God.
Amen.
Every good thing that happened, everything that we enjoy, is because of the goodness of God. The house that you live in, God gave it to you. The car that you drive, God gave it to you. The children that you are blessed with, they came to you from the hand of God. The good health that you got is because of God. The money in your bank account really belongs to the Lord. Every good thing in our lives is here and ours because God chose to give. But now let me tell you something, listen. Out of all of the rich and wonderful blessings that you and I enjoy, the best blessing, the greatest blessing, the most precious gift is that of salvation. It don't get no better than being saved. It don't get no better than having your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The best blessing, listen, the best blessing, the best gift that God has to offer to you and I this morning is the gift of salvation. And that's what Paul is dealing with in this chapter. Paul wants the church to know that we have a reason to rejoice. Listen. Paul wants the church to know that even when we can't look at our bank account and get happy, when we can't look at the doctor's report and rejoice, even when all life hell seems to be breaking loose in life and things are going awry in this life, Paul said, you need to remember that because of Jesus Christ, you still have a reason to rejoice. But then Paul also wanted the unsaved folks to know that the blessing that the church, the believer, is enjoying right now can be yours if you'll just receive it. That's what I want to talk to us this morning about. I want to talk to us about, listen, about the blessings that belongs to the believers. Paul lists in chapter 1. He lists several blessings that belongs to us, not because we deserve them, not because we're good people, not because, listen, of any good work that we've done, but because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Before I talk to you about the blessings and the gifts, I want to talk to you or tell you something that you need to understand about them. Listen, when Paul mentions these blessings that begins in verse number 3 and goes all the way to verse number 14, there are some things that you and I need to understand about these blessings and these gifts that God is offering not only to the church, but to every sinner who will put his faith in Jesus Christ. Here's number one. Here's the first thing you need to know about the blessing. These blessings are reserved only for believers who will put their faith in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
That don't sound like much, but let me tell you what happened to Alicia and Savannah and London this morning. And that here, listen, when they put their faith in Jesus Christ, they were taken out of the kingdom of darkness and brought over into the kingdom of light. Listen, they were taken out of that line that says eternal damnation, and they were brought over into this line that says eternal life. They were taken out of that crowd that says guilty and on their way to hell, and they were put over here in this misfit crowd that says free and forgiven. It's only for the believers. In order to tap in to the blessings that they got this morning, you got to put your faith in Jesus Christ. Listen what Paul says in verse number 3. Look at verse 3. Paul said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places." Now here it is. In Christ. In Christ. Listen. You can't get what they got unless you get in Christ.
Amen.
Listen. You can't have forgiveness without Christ. You can't have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life without Christ. Listen, you can't be right with God without Christ. You can't experience the abundant life without Christ. Listen, all of the good blessings of God are wrapped up in Jesus Christ. Now, for those of us here this morning, because I don't know who I'm preaching to, but for those of us who are here this morning who might think that you're going to be good enough to get right with God, you're fooling yourself. For those of us who think that you don't need Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior this morning, you're fooling yourself. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father unless he come by me." Hey, these blessings that, listen, these blessings that the believers have are only in Christ Jesus. And you know the sad part? The sad truth is that somebody here this morning, you know you're lost. Listen, you know you're not ready to die and stand before the Lord. In fact, you have believed the lie of the devil that there is no judgment. But listen, the same God who told us that we were going to die also told us that there is a judgment. Now, if he told us the truth about death, don't you think he told us the truth about judgment? I'm telling you this morning, listen to me. Listen. These are blessings that you can only have in Jesus Christ. But here's the second thing about these blessings. They're spiritual blessings. Listen what Paul says in verse number 3 again. He said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings." They are spiritual in nature, and they are spiritual in purpose. Paul said they are spiritual blessings. They are blessings that comes to us not necessarily for the benefit of our flesh, but for the benefit of our souls. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we spent as much time chasing the stuff that belongs to the flesh as we do chasing the stuff that belongs to the spirit as we do chasing the stuff that belongs to the flesh. Let me help you with something. This church would be full this morning if news had got out that Pastor Anthony has brought in a financial expert who would tell you how to get rich overnight with no work involved. Listen, this church would have been full this morning if news had got out that Solid Rock is going to be giving away gold blocks, bars of solid gold. Listen, we would have had to have 3 services to accommodate all the folks that want to get in. But the truth of the matter is we're giving something better than money. We're giving the eternal word of God that can save your soul. And most of y'all are going to either sleep through it or catfish through it. See, there are some folks that went fishing as soon as I got up. Paul said there are spiritual blessings. Listen, there are spiritual blessings. That there are blessings that will get you ready for eternity that is to come. Number one, listen. Number one, they're reserved for the Christian. Number two, they're spiritual blessings. But here's the third thing I want you to think about as we look at these verses. And that is, the blessings that Paul talks about here is offered only by the grace of God. Look at verse number 6. Paul said, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he have made us accepted in the beloved. In verse 7, he said, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. I'm going to tell you this morning, I don't care who you are. I don't care how dark your past may have been. I don't care how long you did whatever it did that you want to keep away from everybody else. I'm telling you this morning, by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, your sins can be forgiven. Your name can be put in the Lamb Book of Life. You can be made whole and brought to life this morning through grace in Jesus Christ. You can be saved. Listen to me. Listen. For all of you mothers who are here this morning and you're trying to be a good mother, but you don't know Jesus Christ, let me tell you the greatest gift, the absolute greatest gift that you can give your children is an example of a person who have surrendered to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. I know I'm preaching this morning. Now, ain't nobody saying that, but I know I'm doing a good job because the Holy Spirit bears witness that I'm doing a good job. You need the grace of God in your life. Listen, you need to get saved this morning. You need to surrender to Jesus Christ. You need to say, I'm a miserable lost sinner, and the only way I can be saved is come to Jesus Christ. Paul said, listen to me. Paul said, you can get saved this morning. Listen, you can get saved by the grace of God this morning. In fact, that's the only way you can get saved. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, Paul said, for by grace we're saved. Through faith that is not of ourselves, but it's the gift of God. One of the lies, Jonathan, that the devil tell people, unsaved folks, the reason why they don't come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, he tells them, you need to clean your life up.
Come on.
Listen, you need to break that habit. Amen. You need to stop doing what you're doing. In the dark.
Come on.
But listen to me. Listen. You will never be able to clean your own self up. Listen. You're like a leper. A leper cannot change his stripes. But God can.
Amen.
Listen. God can take a life that has been bent and broken and damaged by sin. And by his grace and by the power of the Holy Spirit, he can take that life and turn it around where it'll bring glory to him and be a benefit to people. Number one, listen. Number one, you need to know this morning that if you are not a believer in Christ, forgiveness and redemption does not belong to you. Now listen to me. Listen. I'm a towel. I'm sweating. Listen. To stand in the judgment before holy God without redemption is right. Listen, it's right there in verse 7. Look, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. Listen, to stand before holy God without Jesus means you don't have redemption and you don't have forgiveness. And if you stand before holy God without redemption and forgiveness, that means that you got to pay the price for your own sin. You know what the payment for sin is? The wages of sin is death. It's eternal separation from God. Listen, I pray this morning for somebody that Holy Spirit would open your eyes to show you where you're headed. You're headed to damnation. You're on your way to hell. And the only one can turn you around is Jesus Christ. Now, here's the good news. Here's the good news. If he'll turn an old pothead, alcoholic, liar, crook, thug, criminal, like me around, I'm telling you this morning, he'll do it for you. If my sins can be forgiven, your sins can be forgiven. Paul said, they're only in Christ, they're reserved for the believers. They're offered to us by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Paul go on to tell us, listen, throughout that book he tell us that to lead this world without these gifts, redemption and forgiveness, is to make the most tragic mistake you could ever make in all of your life. But then here's the fourth thing I want you to see in that text. Listen, and that is, there are blessings that every one of us need. Listen, there is not a person here this morning who have not or do not need redemption and forgiveness. I get so tickled at us sometimes, Miss Chris. Because we like to stroll in church with our head throwed up like we got it all together. Let me tell you something. Just because you smell good don't mean you clean. Cologne can cover up a lot of stink for a while. And we like to pretend like we've never done anything wrong. Listen, we want to make those sitting around us think that we're so good. But the truth of the matter, listen to me, the truth of the matter is that what our three young people did this morning in making a confession to Jesus Christ and repenting of their sin and putting their faith in him is something that every human being need to do. You don't know Jesus this morning. You never trusted him as your Lord and Savior. I'm telling you now, this is your Mother's Day message. I'm telling you, listen to me. You need to come to Jesus Christ. And what you need, he'll give it to you by grace if you just put your faith in him. We need redemption. We need forgiveness. Let me just touch on those two words real quick. The word redemption means to buy back something or someone with a price. It carries with it the idea of the slave market. 400 years ago, the slaves would be taken from their homeland and they would be brought to one of the states or to a country that was not their home, and they would be sold on the slave block. He would be sold to the highest bidder. And what a slave owner would do, if a man wanted to own a slave, what he would do, he would go that day to the market and he would find the slave that he wanted to purchase, and he would bid on that slave so that slave would become his personal property, his personal responsibility. Hey, that's the dark side of it. But let me tell you, there was a spiritual slave market. Amen. Adam had sold us into sin and we had become slaves to sin and Satan. But one day, on a blood-soaked cross and a skull-shaped heel, the master of the universe, the great I Am, walked into the slave market, and he said, I'll take Anthony Bledsoe. I'll purchase him with my own blood. I'll buy him back. And so let me tell you what it is. See, y'all got me wanting to preach now. Let me tell you what he did, Brother Steve. He shed it, his blood, so that sinners like us could be saved. He took our place at Calvary. The cross that he died on belonged to me and you. Listen. The nails that they drove in his hands should have been in our hands. The thorn of crowns that he wore should have been put on our heads. But because he loved us so much, he took our place. He took our place. Paul said, we've been redeemed. Listen, we have been bought back with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. But not only have we been redeemed, listen, we've been fully forgiven. Lord have mercy. Now, listen, in order to appreciate that, you got to, listen, in order to appreciate how great that is, you got to know that you're a great sinner. See, everybody don't appreciate that like I do. Amen. Listen, when you know you owe a great debt and somebody come in and pay that debt, then you know you got a great friend. Amen. But we have been, listen, we have been fully and freely forgiven. I come to tell you this morning, best I know how, that your sins can be forgiven. Your soul can be redeemed. But only through Jesus Christ. If you don't get nothing else, listen, you take this with you. To leave planet Earth without Jesus Christ is the worst decision that you will ever make in all of your life. What does every child need from his mother? What does every child need from his father? Listen, they need an example of somebody who have trusted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. I heard somebody say love. That's the greatest demonstration of love. When you surrender to Christ, I'm telling you, when you surrender to Christ, that's better than the Xbox you bound. Maybe you're here today and you can't say in your heart what Alyssa, Savannah, Landon said this morning. I know Jesus is the Son of God and he's the Savior of the world. And I know that Jesus has come into my heart by faith. Forgive me of my sins and become my Lord and Savior. Maybe you're here and you can't say that. I'm telling you today, maybe the last chance you'll get to do it. But today can be your day. You can walk out of here saying, you know what? If I live, I'm going to live for Jesus. If I die, I'm going home to be with Jesus. But either way, I'm going to be okay. I'm telling you, you're going to leave this world, mothers. You're going to listen to me. You're going to leave this world one way or another. You're going to leave this world, and you're going to stand before Almighty God. And the question will not be whether or not you were a good mother. The question won't be whether or not you were a good wife. The question will be, did you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? You stand with me this morning.